proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown Himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
We are. That's what we do. That's what we will continue to do. And our pledge is to do it along with you. As you're faithful, we want to be faithful still, because our God is faithful. This is Bert Harper along with Dr. Alex McFarland. And it's our treat to come to you every day at this time with Exploring the Word, Monday through Friday, I should say. And today is the third day of Share-a-thon, where we take time out of a routine and share with our listeners the needs that we have and their financial needs. And we ask you to come alongside us and make those pledges and call in and say, we want to stand with you because we know you've been faithful. We want to be faithful, and we want you to continue to be faithful. Alex, faithfulness is the word, brother.
Amen. Amen. And you know, this really is a team effort. What a joy to be on the American Family Radio Network. The program is Exploring the Word with Bert Harper. But Bert, what a joy to really link arms with believers across North America to pray, to invest, to broadcast, to witness, to preach, to evangelize together, just one big team, one big family, to live out the great commission of our Savior. Isn't that exciting?
It is, and it's just great to be a part of it. And I know I'm a part of my, you know, my family, my mom and dad. I'm the youngest of nine, and then Jan and I have our family with three sons and three daughter-in-laws and five grandchildren. But I have an extended family here at AFR, and I come in every day, and it's like a family gathering here. And the Wildmans have set that kind of a pattern for the rest of us, and we enjoy that. And we love for you to join that family. That's what I call it. I love partnership and being a part of the family, so we want you to do that. And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. And I want to remind everyone, we're in the middle of a $120,000 match until 6 o'clock. And so we're the people there. The tables are filled with men and women at the table ready to take your calls, and they want to hear from you. And we want to make this hour really go with the phones ringing. Alex and I, we have to admit, we're a little bit competitive, and we brag on everybody saying we got the best listeners that anybody has. So we want you to come through. I don't care if you're from Arkansas, North Carolina, Illinois, Louisiana, Tennessee, North Dakota, Ohio, Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi. And if I didn't call it, I'll get to it later. But we want everybody. We'd love to hear from all 30 states that we have radio networks in or radio stations in. So make that call, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Now, Alex, we have somebody with us today that I've asked to come in to share. He comes in every once in a while when you're not here or when I'm not here. We ask Wesley Wildman to come in and take our place. So I've asked Wesley to come in and just be with us today. Wesley, welcome.
Hey, I'm glad to be on. I don't apologize for your competitiveness, because if you were listening to the previous programs, they're very competitive too. So we have some work we got to do. We got some ground we got to cover, it being the third day of Share-a-thon here on Exploring the Word.
Amen. And Alex, I want to just tell you, I think Mississippi and North Carolina, I'm just laying the gauntlet down. I believe Mississippi, you know, can come through. What do you think North Carolina might as well?
earlier today, and yesterday we had a match, and it was met, and then some. And so, you know, I love Mississippi. I feel like I'm, you know, they've almost adopted me as a Mississippi, you know, native. And I was just in Macon, and next week I'm going to be in Tupelo. And Mississippi is great. North Carolina is home turf for me. So we want you to call in. Now let me read a scripture, and then we're going to just blow these phones up, and we're going to invest in souls to be saved. Now listen to 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, I exhort therefore that first of all, prayers and supplication, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for those in authority, that we may lead a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, now listen, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now, friend, when you'll give what you're doing, you're testifying of Jesus, who the world needs to know. The number is 877-616-2396. Call. Friend, your gift in any amount matters. Some can give what, from a human perspective, we think is a large gift. God bless you. But some, you might give what you might assume is a small gift, but there is no insignificant gift. And I read 1 Timothy chapter 2 here about Jesus, who wants all people to be saved. Bert, I want what Jesus wants, don't you?
Amen. And that's awesome to do that. And he wants all men to be saved. And Wesley, part of our mission statement has that on the latter part of it about aiding the church and carrying out the Great Commission, both home and abroad. You and I are glad that statement. I think all three of us are glad that statement's part of our mission statement, aren't we?
Yeah, and you know, that really just adds on to the emphasis and importance of having a program like Exploring the Word on the AFR network. And by giving, you can help us continue to have programs, not just Exploring the Word, which is our own program, but other programs of the Bible teaching, such as David, Jeremiah, and others, as we continue to pay. And I had the privilege of answering phone calls in there for Sheraton, and one person called and they gave a gift and then said, you know, I bet it's really expensive to do radio, and that's one reason I want to get behind it. And I said, you know, radio aspect is the most expensive part of it, because you have to keep up, make sure all the parts are up to date. So it can be costly.
Got to get the towers up too.
Got to get the towers up. We made a lot of additions lately that's important for people to know about.
So this is important, and we believe in it. We believe that we're fighting for the freedom to share the gospel. If you get right down to it, that's what we're doing. Yes, we're fighting for our culture, because our culture was a culture of freedom and family friendly and individual, and we were free to carry out the mission of the church. And America, as Abraham Lincoln, it's a great experiment. It's worked out so far. And AFR is on the front lines trying to continue that. And we want you to join us in that, because, Alex, you travel, and we find people that are concerned about our country. They realize that AFR is a part of what is going to help. If we have revival, we want to be in on it. And our people know that, and they agree with us on that, don't they?
They do. They do. You know, I was reading a book that just came out by George Barna. Barna is a very respected sociologist and pollster and looking at the culture. And it's a book about the day Christians changed America. And Barna talks about the fact that in the last election, Christians voted, and they voted values, and they voted for religious freedom. And many, many leaders from the White House on down were put into place because Christians made the choice to get engaged. My point is this, my dear friend. The church, the body of believers that follow Jesus and they believe his word, we do, at American Family Association, bank on it. You can believe it. We believe the Bible.
Amen.
We do. And everything we do, it, to the best of our ability, on our knees in prayer, our message, our broadcast, everything, we want it to square up with the Word of God. And we can change this country. And in fact, God is changing the country through the lives of believers, through the church. And so you can be a part of what's right with the country. We hear a lot about what's wrong, but what's right is that souls are being saved people are hearing the Word of God and bringing their life into conformity with Christ and His Word. So help us do this thing. Help Amen. Us do this thing that is changing the lives of people of all ages.
Amen. Alex and Wesley, one of my favorite things concerning Share-a-thon is the testimonies. And we have people that call in who listen to the radio network, and some are even listening on the app. So we want to hear a testimony. Listen.
Hi, my name is Melinda from Ohio. I love American Family Radio. It keeps me focused where my thoughts and my heart needs to be. First thing in the morning on the way to work, I listen to David Jeremiah. I love listening to his preaching, and it helps me throughout the day at work. And I love listening to James Dobson when I'm able to. Family Talk is very, very empowering. I love Michael Youssef. I love hearing the old recordings of Adrian Rogers. There's just so much you guys have to offer. I listen to Brian Fisher in the afternoon to keep up with the political news. And I tell everyone, if they want to hear what's really going on in the world today, to listen to One News Now. Bless your hearts, and I just pray more people find you and can find Jesus through your words. Thank you so very much.
I'm telling you, she ran down the list, didn't she, Wesley?
She did, absolutely. The number to call is 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. 1 Chronicles 4:10 says, Jabez cried out to God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. I know that here in our morning devotion, and I know of supporters of ours and listeners of ours that have prayed this prayer for us as we've prayed it for ourselves. And through the gift of you and through the gift of our listeners, God has indeed expanded our territory anywhere from our email list to our radio network. From we're up over 1.25 million people on our Action Alert list. We've added 5 or 6 new stations in the last 12 months. We are being multiplied by God through your gift and through the gift of those that listen to us.
And again, that number, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Now listen to these names and these states. Alan from Virginia, William from Texas, Gary from North Carolina, Rosemary from Mississippi, Jess from Louisiana, Jeanette from Virginia, Janine from North Carolina, Clifton from Virginia, Susan from Kentucky, and Artis from Michigan. From all over the United States, people are calling in. They're calling, and our Pope folks are talking with them, getting the information, and we want you to make that part of your day, part of your plan. Hadn't got a lot of time left in Share-a-thon. This is at 3 o'clock Central Time, right after, and it'll go to 6 or 7. And so we've got a pledge of $120,000, a challenge pledge. And if you'll make your pledge, it's like doubling it. But I say it's more than that, Alex, because God multiplies it already. So it's kind of quadrupled. I'd say that was pretty good investment in your money, wouldn't you?
Amen. Amen. That's a good investment. Folks, the number, call 877-616-2396. Invest with us at Share-a-thon.
This is AFR. This is Exploring the Word. We're during Share-a-thon. Our theme this year is proclaiming God's faithfulness. You make that call, 877-616-2396.
Ray Rooney, AFA Digital Media Editor.
I do what I do because it's in my blood, it's in my heart to proclaim biblical truths. We get comments from people all the time about how they were looking around for a word from God and they found it. They saw it in reading a blog on the stand. I would just ask anybody who feels strongly about faith, family, and culture to give by calling 877-616-2396.
And I just came here to ask that. I've been listening to AFR over the last 3 years. I'm in my 50s and I have voted my entire adult life, but I have never, ever contacted my representative or
senator before, and I started listening to AFR. But now I have contacted them about every month or two and called the president once. I never even knew I could call the president. So now I get all of my news from AFR instead of from the fake news network.
The American Family Association has existed for 40 years due to the faithfulness of God. As He is faithful, may we be faithful. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Amen. He's faithful to all generations. That includes our generation. But it also includes the millennial generation. And, you know, every once in a while, we at AFR will take a look at who do we need to reach that we're not reaching. Therefore, we started the Urban Family Network. We were looking at what we were not doing in that area. But even since then, we looked at the millennials. And, Alex, we found out that they don't listen to the radio the way my generation does. Most of them, they're on the app or they're on the internet or they're Twittering and doing doing.
Why don't you tell us what that is?
Yeah,
there,
no, we're not going to go there.
Okay.
Hashtag, I'm not going there.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
That'll work.
Good one, Bert. Good
well
one.
Done.
Amen. But we feel the need to reach people in every generation. And I remember in a meeting, I had a senior adult said, what are you wanting us to do? And I said, I want you to help me reach the next generation. And that's been my heart, and it continues. And out of that, Alex, came what we call Engage Magazine. And Wesley, you're a part of that. You're one of the writers, a contributor, guiding. Tell us a little bit about Engage Magazine, because when you make this contribution, you're helping AFR, but it also helps promote all the other ministries we're doing as well.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Before I do, let me just remind our listening audience that somebody at some point before us went before us with the gospel and passed the torch on before us, and how important it is for us to do the same. I understand that generations have difference of they grew up with different technology and different atmosphere, but somebody at some point carried out Matthew 28 and discipled somebody and passed on, and that's what we're wanting to do here at AFA, and we've done that by launching right at 2 years ago. It's a 2-year anniversary. We just crossed over the mark there. EngageMagazine.net, where our mission at Engage Magazine we exist to provide perspective on culture through the eyes of a biblical worldview and showing how that worldview intersects with culture. And we do that in a variety of different ways at Engage. We provide written content 3 days a week. We have fresh articles up. We have a YouTube channel where we provide some video content, as well as we have a hard copy. And our radio program, as you mentioned, is on AFR Network. Engage Magazine on Saturdays. However, because of what you mentioned, that most millennials are not going to be tuning in on a certain time on a Saturday, we've provided that on a podcast, which people download. And we've got hundreds and hundreds of people that download that, and we've got tens of thousands of followers on social media. And just in 2 years, we have already accomplished our goal, because over 65% of our followers are under the age of 24. And so we've really accomplished that. Now, I do want to add that you're listening to the other person on the radio with us, Alex. Alex is also as a regular contributor, and he helps with our writing content, as well as he's been on our radio program a lot. So we've got a lot of cross-pollination, and Engage has really served AFA and AFR, and it's just going really, really well.
Amen. Amen. 877-616-2396. Make that phone call, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And we're in the middle of a $120,000 challenge, and we want you to contribute. It's like doubling your commitment right now, so I pray that you would do that. Alex, you travel, and we always like to know where you were. I think you started a revival. How'd that go last night, and how's it look forward to the rest of the week, brother?
Oh, thanks, man. It's going great. I'm in Florence, South Carolina, and we had several folks come up last night. They said, hey, I was in the car, and I heard you're in Florence, and I came. But I am tonight through Sunday night. This is Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Emmanuel Baptist Church, Pastor Charles Pittman, great, great brother in the Lord. And Emmanuel Baptist is on Cherokee Road right here in Florence, South Carolina. Tonight at 6:30, we start. I'll be preaching from the New Testament on challenges to the Christian faith. How do we respond to some of the challenges? And yes, in every service, I always do this. I always explain the gospel and what it means to be saved. So, friend, in addition to, I think you'll be inspired and be equipped. You could bring somebody under the sound of the gospel and somebody could get saved. And so I'm all excited about that, to be in Florence, South Carolina, where we have a lot of listeners. And, let me just say this. Wesley was talking about EngageMagazine.net, which is phenomenal. And young people are reading that and hearing the podcast, and it's really great. We do a lot with young people, always have, and we don't have time to explain all the details, but we've got a lot of incredible initiatives coming up in 2018. Josh McDowell and people like that we're working with. And so I'm telling you, this ministry has just taken my world as a speaker, as an evangelist, as a writer. I'm in front of thousands and thousands of people every year that 7-8 years ago I wasn't in front of. But God has used this to give me a platform, and we're seeing thousands of people make a decision to be saved, come to Christ, get equipped to stand for the faith. So it's a great ministry. I want to give the number, folks. Call in and give us support. This ministry doesn't really devote a lot of time, just 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring. So 51 and a half weeks a year, they're not asking for your money. So a little short part of the year they do, because it's a very necessary thing. 877-616-2396. Make that call today. Your gift in any amount will bear fruit for the gospel.
Or you can go online at AFR.net and make that contribution. And we are having people call in from Ohio, Molly from Ohio, Justin from Oklahoma. It's hard for me to say just Oklahoma. I want to sing it if I could.
I like the way you emphasize
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Ruth from Mississippi, Johnny from Arkansas, Kay from North Carolina, Michael from Virginia, Billy from North Carolina, Eric from Alabama, and Robert from Arkansas. And there's Karen from Mississippi, North Carolina. They are coming through, Alex, like we said. So praise the Lord.
Praise God. We've got 33 minutes left on Exploring the Word. Now, this is the first time, to my knowledge, that you, Alex, and myself have been on Exploring the Word at the same time. Is that right?
Amen. So they need to triple what they would get.
Is that
what
you're saying?
That's right.
We need to,
Well said, brother.
We need to make some noise just for that reason, because if you're wanting all three of us to be on regularly, this is your time. No, I'm just kidding.
It is time to give. Well, Alex is out there, and AFR and Exploring the Word has increased his visibility when he goes to places like Florence or anywhere else, but it also has my ministry that God has blessed us with. And my wife and I, we travel, not near as much as Alex, but we go and we do family revivals and we do marriage conferences. And with that in mind, I want you to listen to this testimony.
Hi, my name is Carol, and I'm from Indiana, and I've been listening to AFR for a number of years now. And I've been doing Explore the Word with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland for the past 4 or 5 years. So when I heard that Bert and Jan were coming to Indiana, I just couldn't believe it. And they were coming to a town close to me, so I have an old car and truck, and neither are fit to go very far, but I could get to this town. And I just wanted to meet one of the teachers, because I was a teacher for 27 years, and I just wanted to meet in person, Bert Harper, and of course I wanted to meet his wife. Well, as it goes, well, the Lord has his way, and more than meeting this teacher, I just want to praise the Lord for Jan Harper, her message, her kindness, her devotion to the Lord, and her sharing about her family impacted my life, and has just made a difference in the way I feel and think about everything now. And I just want to thank the Lord so much for Jan Harper. She is sure nourishment to my soul. And thank you very much for your radio station. God bless.
And I can second that, because I have seen that firsthand. I've had the privilege to be at one of these events where Jan Harper got to share a testimony. She definitely did a lot better than brother. No, I'm just kidding.
No, hey, I know mine. But, I know where I belong.
Hey, but all seriousness, through AFA, y'all being able to carry out these events, Jan does, let's be honest, though, she does have a different perspective being a woman, and she's able to provide that, you know, that fishbowl type atmosphere. And so praise God for Jan, her testimony, what she's done, and what she's been able to communicate. And they can have these events, right?
They can. They can get a hold of us. And if you want to, you can go to word@afr.net, and they'll pass that on to me if you need us. We're limited in how many times we can
sure.
go. We hadn't got very many left in 2018, to be honest, and we're looking forward to that. Got one or two left, so if you'd like that. But it's because of AFR that we have that exposure.
That's right.
And we praise God for that, and it's helped us to meet people that we would have never met any other way, guys.
That,
and so, you know, it's going to – then when I go to these places and have fellowship with them, it's like heaven on earth, Alex.
Amen.
And
amen.
And so we want you to continue that. And so make that call today. If you've been blessed by the radio programming, exploring the Word, you know, David Jeremiah, Dr. Rogers – that's amazing. Dr. Rogers has been gone to be with the Lord for quite a few years now, and yet he's one of the most popular programs we have here on our network.
Yes, he is. He still is. And I still listen to regularly download his podcast. The way that you can give is to call 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. Now, my boss, Jim Stanley, is threatening to dock my vacation days if we don't cross over the 1.8. million, and we're at 1.62, and we've got 29 minutes left, so we need to cover $38,000 pretty quick.
We do, and one of the things
I'm kidding about vacation days, though.
One of the things I look at is how many pledges are coming in per hour.
That's important.
Yeah, it is, and really, it doesn't matter. I don't know how to say this. I believe it, and I know it. It doesn't matter the size of your pledge. God can take it and use it.
And he has.
And he
will.
And yes, we've got people who have the gift of making money and the gift of giving, and they put it. But usually these people that have that gift, Alex, they want to encourage others to give, and they do it through the challenge match. So praise the Lord for every gift, no matter how big or how small. And every one of them is so important. So make that pledge right now, 877-616-2396. Go ahead and make that call. We want this phones to ring during Exploring the Word, don't we, Alex?
We do. We really do. And I know we have friends all over the country. We have a lot of really great friends in Ohio. I'm going to be there November 12th through 15th in Van Wert, Ohio. We're going to be doing an evangelistic crusade there in Van Wert at Trinity Friends Church. I was there 4 or 5 years ago. It's amazing. Just we had such a spirit-filled event the last time I was there. And so folks, be in prayer. I know right across the line in Fort Wayne, Indiana, we've got a lot of friends. So I want to ask you to do two things. Pray for these times to present the gospel, but support. And Ohio, I just feel led to bring up the great ministries we've had there and are having. So please support the number. Call it right now while it's fresh on your mind, 877-616-2396. And we said this yesterday, and I'll say it again. When you support the American Family Association, ministry to all ages, all demographics, all over the North American continent, but they're not, folks, I can tell you, because I go there a lot, they're not spending God's money on fancy furniture or anything like that. It's adequate and it's definitely fruitful, but they're giving the resources to reaching souls for Christ, defending the faith, standing up for your religious freedom. And, you know, there's a saying that comes out of the ancient Greek culture about, you know, a wise man plants a tree in whose shade he may never ever sit. In other words, we're investing for those that we may never meet the side of heaven. We're doing something that may not necessarily we think benefit us, but benefit others. So do that thing, the wisest, most beneficial thing we can do. Let's invest to proclaim and defend Christianity in the United States.
Man, these calls are coming through. Pamela in Indiana, Man, North Carolina is taking up the challenge. I'm telling you, they are doing it.
Praise God, Shelton, my home turf.
Amen. Shelton from North Carolina, Emily from North Carolina. But Texas is going to be heard from, and they come through as Gary makes his call. And speaking of Ohio, Cindy is from Ohio, and so is others that have called in from Arkansas and Texas, and we praise the Lord for that. We do have a listener testimony that we want you to hear. We've heard from two already, and we want to hear from this one as well.
Hi, this is Shannon from Florida. I began listening to AFR in July of 2012. At first, I wasn't sure I could trust what was being said because I hadn't heard about the things they were talking about. I looked up information that was being shared on AFR and even talked to others about it. By the time the 2012 terrorist attack in Benghazi happened, I could hardly believe the whole nation wasn't fired up. What a shock to discover the lies that were being spread to the American people. There are two things I really want to tell everyone about. One is the AFR Journal, a magazine put out by AFA that I receive every month. I love that it documents where others can find the information that they won't necessarily find on mainstream media outlets. I'm also very thankful to hear about Christian-based movies that I don't hear about anywhere else. I feel like I have a front row seat with the authors, actors, and directors. Thank you for keeping us up to date in so many ways. Culture, entertainment, parenting, social issues, sports, and politics. May God continue using AFR to reach America through our support.
What a testimony.
We couldn't have said that any better.
We could not. The Journal was the very first communication tool that Don Wildman used into telling people what was going on. I think if I remember right, it's on a mimeograph machine. Some people don't even know what a mimeograph machine is, but it was usually blue lettering, and you'd crank it out, and then you'd have to fold it.
Was there any pictures?
Well, drawings. they were hieroglyphics.
Okay.
It's that far back.
Is it close?
It's close. But it's great, and it's continuing today. It's now multicolored, just the finest print that you could ever want. And we've come a long way from Brother Don telling his church in a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee, turn your televisions off for a week.
Uh-huh.
That's what spurred American Family Association. Turn the television off for 1 week. The newspaper there got a hold of it. The AP got a hold of it, and it went nationwide. We got something we want you to hear. I know we're playing a lot of this lately, but this one's worth hearing. Go ahead, Brent.
Turn the television off week was a unique action. Never been tried before. And I knew it would grab the attention of the media. It's all the background for good media story, good media play. You know, here's this small town preacher thinks he's going to do something affecting television, you know. And so I played the game in order to get the publicity, in order to get the word out. I played Dom a lot of time, which came natural for me. But if your opposition thinks that you're Dom or Dom-er, then that puts you at an advantage. So I played the role for a while. The media gave me a good bit of publicity for a while until it became evident that, hey, he just may be able to pull this thing off or do something. And when that became evident, then the media backed off, and instead of playing the game of David and Goliath, then they began the attack game. Which has been going on ever since.
Amen. Alex, that's classic,
wow.
Brother. That is classic.
That is classic. Well, you know, it's wisdom from God. One thing, and I want to say what a privilege it is. 22, 23 years ago when I first began to speak at university campuses, and, you know, I remember I was invited to a North Carolina campus, and the subject was homosexuality. And I gave not only what the Bible says, but what good medical science said, defending traditional values, traditional marriage, traditional human sexuality. And I think I was the only one in the building that was standing up for biblical truth, and I was getting cursed at. But I had two things, literally. I mean, I could take you to this very spot. I had a copy of the Word of God, but I also had the most recent, at that time, this is about 22 years ago, but I had the American Family Association newsletter. And I would get that, and I would really kind of cram for an exam, and I would memorize statistics and facts. And I went on to many a debate stage armed with the Word of God and armed with the AFA newsletter. And now, you know, 22 years later, two or three times a year, Randall Murphy will allow me to write an article, or I'll write something for EngageMagazine.net. And to be able to participate all these years later in something that deeply shaped me as a minister, that's real special to me. But also to know the family of Don Wildman, and, you know, Don Wildman, who is not only very godly, but very wise. The testimony you just heard of him understanding the media, that's wisdom from God. And let me say, that very same character wisdom permeates the current president, Tim Wildman. And folks, if it sounds like we're kind of gushing, we're praising God here.
We are, and we praise God for what he's done. Wesley, that's a pretty good setup for third generation Wildman here.
Yeah, it is a pretty good setup. Let me give the number out real quick. 877-616-2396. That's the phone number you can call to help support Exploring the Word, to help support AFR to continue our work. You know, people always ask, you know, about, you know, when I travel and get to meet our supporters, you know, about my papa and how he's doing with his health and stuff, and I help answer some of those questions. But there's just so much that I can remember about, like Alex saying, his wisdom, you know, the things that he would say and the questions that he would ask that most people wouldn't even think about. And so I'm grateful for my papa and the time and the years that I've had with him. Now, he still comes up here a couple of days a week for a couple hours. But as my dad said, I guess he can leave whenever he wants at this point.
He sets his own time clock, and he is such he's a jewel. I want to just tell you, he is one of America's gems that God has given us. And I'm telling you, he and Dr. Dobson together in 1977, when they started Focus on the Family and the American Family Association, they saw ahead. Both of those guys had vision to see.
They did.
And of all the things that I wondered about when the realm, the hands of the minister was handed over from Brother Don to Tim to a new generation, the gift of vision that God gave to Brother Don is a once in a lifetime. Not everybody has that. But I want to tell you, it's been good. God has pressed it on. Tim's leadership is more cooperative. He gets ideas from others. And Brother Don was, man, he was a tunnel vision guy.
Yeah,
here I
absolutely.
Go. And all of us who were on the board, we were just hanging on for life.
That's
and,
right.
But anyway, it was great. Well, listen, 877-616-2396. And we're going to get ready for a break here. But Wesley, it's important that people call in and be a part of the family, isn't it?
Absolutely. I enjoy talking to our supporters, and it's such a wonderful opportunity for y'all to be a part of this. Like I said, I feel like when I talk to our support, I feel like we just got through with Sunday lunch. Okay? It's just awesome. It's a wonderful to be a part of the family. So please call in or visit AFR.net to help support us during our share time.
877-616-2396.
Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Do you need forgiveness? He will abundantly pardon. Do you need more grace? His grace is sufficient for you. Do you need hope? He is the God of hope. And he does it, this verse says, according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. This is God's way of saying you can always come back for a second helping. Do you ever worry that you might be asking too much from the Lord? It's not possible to do that. We are like children with a plastic pail trying to drain the Atlantic Ocean. After we have done our best, the ocean is still there, untouched by our efforts. So it is with God. He has more, he is more than enough for all our needs. I'm Ray Pritchard. Thank you for partnering with us as we proclaim God's faithfulness.
This is Alan calling from North Carolina. I rely on American Family Radio to a great extent to keep me abreast of what is going on in society. A few days ago, I met with one of the congressmen who was here in our town. And there were three other men who were with me. They were Christian leaders here in the community. But we were discussing some of the issues that are out in the public sector. And at the end of the meeting, the congressman remarked about how well informed we were about what was going on in society. That's one of the reasons why I am very happy to have my bank account drafted and with a support every month to the American Family Association.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God is faithful to us, may we be faithful to share His love. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
What a theme, proclaiming God's faithfulness. And that's what we try to do here. Make much of Jesus. I remember I would go and supply for someone when I was in my 20s, not pastoring full time, and some of the pastors would leave a note on the pulpit, and several of them would say, we would see Jesus, and the other one would make much of Jesus. And I'm telling you what, here on Exploring the Word, that's what we try to do. We get through the Word of God, but we make much of Jesus Christ. And so we pray that you would help us do that. We want to lift His name high, and all men will be drawn to Him. And you can help us do that by calling 877-616-2396 and make your best pledge. Whatever that is, do it by faith. And Alex, we were talking a little bit about family, and I wanted Wesley, and he and I were talking about it while the break was going on, about his journey here to AFR. And it wasn't just automatic, hey, I'm a wildman, I'm going to work here. But God had His hand on Wesley. Wesley, would you tell us a little bit of a capsule of that journey?
Absolutely. So just a quick beginning part here. So my papa, Don Wildman, started the ministry in 77. And then about 8 or 10 years ago, he got really, really sick and handed the baton off to my dad. So my dad's the current president. And I joked earlier about my papa coming and going. But for me, I really wasn't sure going into college. Really, AFA and AF4 is a full-time job. I work part-time during the summers. I've covered just about every department here. Now that I've got to fill in on Exploring the Word, now I've done radio. So I've had the privilege over the years to bounce around. At 5 years old, I remember working in the mailroom, and the earliest memory I have was getting a quarter from Pawpaw for putting stamps on an envelope. And you can still get drinks for a quarter here today.
You bet.
But
best deal in town.
Exactly. So in college, I began to really pray about what I want to do. So I went to get my general business degree because I felt like at the time, not sure, I know I could use that in a variety of different ways. And through my freshman and sophomore year in college, I was praying about an opportunity to either be a pastor, either be a landscape architecture, coaching. These are some of the things that I had in mind. So I laid them all out in front of the table. Well, nothing was confirmed over a couple of years, and I kept praying. And then I had a real burden for God's Word and to have a better, a solid worldview. So I went to Downline Bible Institution as part of my college, not career,
journey.
Part of my college journey. Yeah. And after graduating from it, I prayed, and I felt the Lord bringing me and drawing me to AFA as a full-time position. And so, like everyone else, I put my application in, and my dad tells me it wasn't too hard of a job for you. But anyway, so I got God called me and brought me to AFA, and now I work as a director of outreach at AFA. With all these other opportunities in line, I remember praying specifically, and it couldn't have been any more clear in the confirmation. He just as well could have spoke down audibly. I mean, it was just so.
The way Adrian Rogers said that, he didn't speak audibly. It was much louder than that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So back in 2013, I began full time here as a director of outreach, and I'm coming up on, I just crossed over my 4-year mark, and I had the privilege to travel around and meet our financial supporters and reach out to them in different ways. And so that's my journey here in a capsule. There's a lot of details, and God answered a lot of prayers, but I'm so grateful to be a part of the AFA staff and that God brought me here and confirmed that I needed to be here.
And Alex, aren't we glad that Wesley sits in these chairs from time to time when you and I cannot be here?
Amen. He really does help out in a big way. And you know, he's a good Bible teacher himself. But many a day when I've been stuck in an airport and I've had to call in, I've said, Bert or Jim Stanley, help. And they said, we're going to call Wesley. But hey, listen, I read earlier in the program 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I was just looking across my Bible at 1 Timothy chapter 4. And it talks about in the last days. The Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy. And it goes on and it talks about some of the course of the age, the darkness and the sin and the false teaching. And it says that we're to stand against it and that we're to speak the truth, even to defend the truth. And it says this, that we're to refuse profane lies and fables. And what American Family Radio does, it proclaims the truth. And Bert, as you know this, 24/7, a lot of people tell me, they'll say, listen, I hear Exploring the Word every single day at 3 a.m. And most people know it's pre-recorded. I've had one or two say, bless your heart, you and Bert have to get up so early to do that one. You know, depending on where you are in the nation, it might be 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. And I said, well, you're gracious to think that we would be that dedicated, but the live show is in the afternoon. But friend, while the rest of us are asleep, the Word of God is getting preached.
Amen. Hey, and if you and I were willing, I'm not sure Brent would be willing to do the producer at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Shaking his head.
You know.
So if you care about the gospel being proclaimed 24/7, here's something you can do. Call this number, Amen. Folks, 877-616-2396, and give a gift. Let the Lord lead you. And it's good seed, good soil. There's going to be a good return. Souls saved and the name of Jesus set forth.
$120,000 challenge. We're in the middle of it right now. So when you make that call and make your best gift, someone has said, we want to match that. We want to say, we want to come alongside of you and bless the money that you give by doubling it. That's a pretty good, well, not a pretty good deal. That's a great deal.
It really is. You know, if you, we've heard the testimonies, so we hear these things. However, I get to hear these firsthand. I'm not kidding, Brother Bert, when I tell you this. Yesterday, let me give you two real quick ones. Yesterday, I was getting my oil change here in town, just down the road, and there was a girl in there who was checking me out, who during my share time break, took an hour, went to get my oil change, wearing an AFR shirt. She said, oh, wait, you work at AFR? I said, yeah, absolutely. And she said, oh, my gosh, she's my age or younger. I couldn't really, she's probably 25, 26. She said, AFR is all I listen to. That's my favorite network is AFR. She said, I listen to it specifically during my downtimes because it draws me and brings me closer to the Lord. That's one story. Another story, I'm at Walmart. I'm leaving Walmart, and a guy pulls up who I know, John, who also supports us in different ways. He owns a local restaurant here. He provided the food for us today here for Sheraton and donated it, supported us that way. So, and he pulls up beside me, and he mentions something that he just heard on Exploring the Word because we got people listening. So we get ground troops. We're a grassroots organization, which is my favorite part, is that we're not dependent upon 4 or 5 high-dollar donors. No, we're dependent upon the $8,000 or $9,000 pledges.
Give that list of people, where they're from, Wesley.
Absolutely.
While we're at it.
Rosemary from Oklahoma, Steve from Arkansas, Alberta from Ohio, sorry about that, Sarah from Florida, Neil from Ohio, and see, one of my favorite parts as I look at this list of the cities, the most frequent in Tupelo, and so I'm so grateful. It's such an inspiration to us here to have our home turf being one of the most frequently called city. So
it is.
Praise God.
Well, we talked about Don Wildman and James Dobson just, the last segment and how God brought them up and raised them up in 1977. And we have this conversation. You may have heard it, but if you haven't, this will bless you.
I met Don back in 1983 when I invited him to come do a radio program with us. And that was the beginning of a lifelong friendship, because I saw that day just how committed he was to biblical morality in the culture. And so it's a pleasure to call him my friend.
Jim's a good fella, and we both started just about at the same time. I think he started a little bit before we did. But we've been friends over the years, and he's done a wonderful job. He has been the leader of social Christians for a long time, still is, and I highly admire him.
Even from the beginning there in 1983, we cooperated often in the struggle to get TV advertisers to stop paying the bills for violence and filth.
We found that that's the way that advertisers listen to you. They sponsor the programs. And Jim was with us. He joined in the boycott when other groups would not. He was serious about it, and he was willing to take a risk. And that's, I think, one reason he has been as successful as he has been.
What impressed me most right from the beginning was that Don just didn't care if people criticized him. I mean, he took the heat. He stood up for righteousness, and I admired that from the beginning, and I drew my own confidence from him.
People are always going to criticize you. You just have to ask yourself, okay, is the criticism true? Is it helpful that he has used it? If it's destructive or it's not constructive, then ignore it. And basically, I don't care. I'm not trying to be somebody. I got a task to do. And whether you like it or don't like it, I listen to you, you know. I met with some of the homosexuals back in the 80s. And I told them, look, I'll accept you all day long, but I'm not going to accept what you do. And that's the way Jim was basically too.
It was is really fun kind of joining with him as troublemakers. You know, we just took on the people that were doing wicked and evil things, and then we both took the heat for it, but it was worth it.
Yeah, that's what our opponents, the liberals, they said we were troublemakers. I say, praise the Lord, I hope I can make a whole lot more trouble for people. I would be blessed if I could, you know.
Amen. I love that. That is two giants that we have had the privilege to have in our lifetime. And you hear them on AFR. Dr. Dobson's Family Talk is still coming on. And we're still hearing the pre-recorded programs from way back with Brother Don. It's my turn now. And I'll tell you, it usually comes on at lunchtime. And I'm out and about and got my radio on. And I usually hear that one. Uh-huh. And it energizes me and gives me courage the way it did Dr. Dobson. Mm. Alex? Listen, it's been great to be in Share-a-thon. We're coming to a close. Let me give the number, and then you give the last admonition for reason to give. 877-616-2396. Make your best gift now. Go ahead, Alex.
Folks, let me tell you why we're doing what we're doing. Just as we're on the show, this just hit the newswire. A memorial that's been in Maryland 92 years. 92 years, there's been a cross honoring soldiers that died in World War I. And a court says that's got to come down because it's unconstitutional. Folks, there are forces at work trying to erase Christianity from the public consciousness. We have to stand against the darkness and for the truth. That's why, please call 877-616-2396. Let's defend the faith and defend our country.
Last word, Wesley.
Thank you so much for those that have already given. Praise God for you. Thank you for being a part of the family. And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord continue to multiply your gifts.
Amen. 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. This challenge, it's going on right now, $120,000.
Wow.
Give.
Praise God.
And we're going to do our best to be faithful, because God has been faithful, and we're proclaiming His faithfulness to all generations, and we want you to join us in this effort to make Jesus great, and we do that by proclaiming God's faithfulness at the American Family Radio Network.